Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bear Dome.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. We are to the grill tonight. Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
That's right, we ready to go. It's time, shit. You know, this Rosebud at the helm of this show, Ask Rosebud Show, is brought to you by AskRosebud.com, and you know you could find a lot of information for that game that you want to run on that, I guess, new one you at. Things has been going good for me. I hope the same for you. I hope it's been going good for you. For me, I've been busy. Now, you can follow me on Twitter, at Mr. Rosebud, and don't forget my name, got them two D's in it. And, I would imagine you know that this station needs supporting. And you guys got to call in, press one, have your question, and let's kick it. That's how you support this station. That's how we going to keep on going. Because on this show, we talk about real things, real problems, in most men's lives, you know, in their relationships, you know, with their kids. You know, we talk about all kind of shit on this show. You know, we more of a preemptive strike force. We get into things before they happen. And that's what's good about having, you know, somebody like me to kick it with. Now, every relationship has whatever, ups and downs, whatever, from time to time. But as a man in the 21st century, it's more important than ever that you hold on to both of your nuts when you're trying to handle this stuff. Because I'm telling you, it's a movement. I don't want to sound like I'm one of them conspiracy guys, but it's a movement going on. And it's to weaken your motherfucking ass. And it ain't no joke. Now, I'm sure you know, the second rule to the ABPs, you know, is you got to understand and follow instructions. So as we kick it, you know, we talk about these things that add up, you got to understand there ain't no add up for you if you don't add them up in your life. You got to add shit up. And if you don't know, you know, any of what I'm saying right now, that's because you haven't checked out my goddamn site. I got hella shit on it. AskRosebud.com. Now, you know, if you want to holler at me, you can hit me at AskRosebud@gmail.com. Now, I want to talk about a couple of things tonight. And as we talk about them, I'm telling you, goddammit, I'm trying to get you guys to understand some shit. You know, I am not trying to turn now one of you motherfuckers out to be no pimp. I ain't doing that. Yeah, you're going to hear some pimp shit come out of my mouth. What the fuck you expect, man? I was a pimp. I'm going to, you know, say some pimp shit every blue moon. Well, I kick it with men, all nationalities, as long as they understand English, because, you know, I ain't multilingual. But, you know, my point is, this is a man thing. And the reason that we're going to revisit some of the topics that we've been kicking it about is because you fucking need it. Now, you know what? We really need to start addressing the real problems that you face with. And one of the major ones, I mean, you might not think it's a major one, but one of the major problems that I see you guys really are facing is your appearance. I mean, don't get mad at me. you know, hear me out. You know, to me, your appearance is the one thing that you definitely can control in your goddamn life. You can control how you look. It ain't, you know, you ain't got to look the flyest. You ain't got to have all the gear or whatever the fuck, you know, but you can look a little bit more, I don't want to say attractive, just more sophisticated. I mean, come on. I wear T-shirts and jeans and shit. But I do that when I'm working around the house, when I'm building something or whatever. And I think every, you know, now and then I do wear some jeans out. But heck, when I go out, I try to look cool. I just do. I make sure, you know, sometimes I don't shave. In those days, I don't go out because I'm not shaved. And if I gotta go out, I shave. I just do. Because my appearance, as far as outside the house, I want it to look one way. And that's top flight. So I stay, you know, laced, buy all kind of shit, shoes and all that shit, so I could, you know, just be sporty. Now, why I'm saying this is that this is me exercising my control over what makes me happy in my life. So, there should be things in your life that you like to do that you need to have control over. And even when you have a low point in your life, you can make a concentrated effort to look all right. You know, you can appear to be all right. Because it's one thing I learned in the streets. You ain't really just dying to help anybody. But the person that's broke down, you know, and look like he really needs some help, 9 out of 10 times he ain't gonna get no help. Because he don't look like if you helped him, he would let the help allow him to make progress. Now, if you're dressed, you look neat, you know, and you're in your car and you're sitting somewhere and you're low on gas, and I pull into the gas station or whatever, and you know me or whatever, and you say, "Hey, Rose, what damn, man, give me a jug, woo-woo." Off the top, you're looking cool, something going wrong in your life, and you ain't got to explain it to me here, man. You know, I'm going to give it to you. Why? Because you look like, you know, you need some help right now. To me, that's important. You know, I can't help some person that's not going to help themselves. And I can't be mad at a person that's not going to help themselves. I just have to recognize that person and get away from them or stay away from them as much as I can. See, you should first understand that the only thing a person sees of you is what you look like. Now, that's what they're going to first see. And I'm not talking about you got to be formally dressed. You know, but being informal shouldn't mean that, you know, you should drop or lose all the etiquette you do have. So when you're out and about and you run into a group of women, each and every one of them goddamn women has made an immediate opinion of you. And it's all based on what they see. Not your clothes, but your clothes too. But they're not really looking at your clothes. First, they're looking at you and see how, you know, you're moving. And then if they liking what they're seeing as far as that go, they'll start checking you out. Now, at that point, they might look at your clothes. But even if you are immaculately dressed, if you're not in complete order, you know, teeth, smile, attire, attitude, and demeanor. You have just told that goddamn group of women you are fake. Because they be looking at that shit. They be looking at that shit. You better believe me. You guys want to catch. But you guys don't realize you show you're not worthy of who you're trying to catch by all this stuff that they can recognize in you that let them see what level of game you on. Men, women, they just don't want it. If it's 10 levels and you on level 2, no matter how good of a person you are, that woman ain't finna choose you. She gonna choose somebody 8, 9, 10, somewhere, make her feel whatever. I'm not saying, you know, give up. I'm saying you gotta do shit. You gotta do things. Everything about you should say the same goddamn thing when a woman sees you. And when she gets to speak to you, see, that's when you get to confirm what she sees. See, this is one of the main reasons you should concentrate more on who you are. Why? Because you are trying to catch women. Not your friends. You trying to catch women for you. You ain't trying to catch women for your friends. So ain't no sense in you trying to act or sound or whatever like some of your buddies be sounding, because you'll be just as bitchless as they are. You gotta understand what I'm trying to tell you, because this is the dope that I really be pushing. Jewelry has nothing to offer you. Clothes, anything material, has nothing to offer you when you a real motherfucker about this world. See, clothes don't have a thing to do with shit unless it's on you. Now, if it's on you, they have a little bit to do with your appearance, but your clothes, just like your car, don't have anything after attracting attention. It has nothing to offer any person after getting that attention. Otherwise, I remember, Knight Rider, I think that was the name of it, about this car, kid or whatever, and this car could talk. You know, this car could catch women. You know, this car was cool as hell. That was on TV. Ain't no damn shit like that in real life. Ain't no car gonna talk for you. Your clothes ain't gonna say nothing for you. So after you walk in the club in these fly ass clothes, whatever it is you're wearing, and you think you cool as hell, then what? Then what the fuck you gonna do? See, because you either know that all these things are an extension of the one real thing in the world, and that one real thing trumps every little bullshit thing you got to present, and that one thing is you. The only thing that trumps all that bullshit put together, jewelry, Rolls Royces, clothes, man, is you. 519, what's up, man? 519, what's up?
What up, dog? It's Munch, brother.
Hey, I can't hear you, man. Get on the phone or whatever.
No, I got you. I was up in work. I'm outside now. It's Munch, man. I just wanted to say, I was just thinking about what you were talking about today, and I was thinking that, you know, having all that stuff, the material stuff, only really attracts problems if you don't, you know, if you're not a man about your shit first and you don't know how to, I don't know, like, use it to your benefit, right? Because these women would just take and take and take and use you for that shit, and that's it. That's a wrap.
Well, what you're saying is true, because if you got that shit, You ain't telling, you only thing you're telling women is how to play you, and especially if you don't have the shit. See, what I'm saying is, if I'm wearing some jewelry, if I'm driving a Rolls Royce, I bought that shit. That shit didn't buy me. That shit can't talk for me. That shit can't do nothing for me. So what I'm saying is you're on the right track, Mush. And, hey, man, I got some real dope for y'all next semester. You won't believe it. You just wait. Just wait. I ain't going to get into it. But anyway, man, let me let you go. I don't want to talk
for
about
sure.
that. All right. 760, what's up?
Oh, what's good, Rosebud? This is Mo Money, the most out here in the West Coast. Just tuning in. Some more of it, man. But yeah, just on the dress attire, I'm just in the same, I want to say, just awareness in today. I was just stepping out to take care of some regular shit, but still took the time to just consider myself, you know, as far as just feeling good, looking good enough to be in the position to always be playing. A question that I did want to pose to you is also earlier today I was working, getting some things done, and I seen a young lady. So I went ahead and I caught a glance from her to me, so I went ahead and moved on it and ended up making a connection as far as some communication goes. So I guess my question is that at certain times, I've avoided speaking to women because I know about the first impression can sometimes be a lasting one. So how would you balance that out versus, you know, if you're not
man,
all the way right?
Wait, I didn't heard enough, man. God, you took a long time to ask that question. But thing is, man, just like you took a long time to ask that question, you be bullshitting. Because what I'm saying is I can, because I have, you know, been, let's say, doing my floors, my wooden floors. And I'm doing all this shit and got sawdust all in my face and going out, you know, to the truck or something to get something and see some bras. And I'm looking just like I'm looking. I'm finna use that as part of my doggone conversation. You know, I'm not going to get too close because I might say something like that. Girl, I got to talk to you, but I can't get too close because I don't want this dust to, you know, get all up on you and shit. But let me tell you something. I'm going to use it, man. There is no reason for any of you that's listening to have to ask me what to say to a broad. Because if you're in a can with no space, within the lid is on and it's dark, you got hella conversation right there about your confined situation. You got conversation. Your environment always provides you with something to talk about. So when you know, let's say you feel some kind of way about the way you look, then you supposed to compensate for that with the animation in your voice, as far as getting at her anyway. Period, man. A lot of people have jobs, those dirty jobs, that actually coming home from work and see somebody and got to get at them. You ain't the first one like that. Don't let that stop you, man. Don't let any of the shit you be letting stop you, because the only thing that's stopping you is thinking. And you be thinking, and let me tell you, all you guys, most of you ain't going to agree with this. But, caller, I'm talking to you, but I'm really talking to all you guys. I'm going to ask you something, and I want you to quickly answer. I bet when it comes to women, most of the thoughts you have are scary thoughts that makes you stand and think. Right or wrong?
Right. But I've been checking that shit because I didn't always have that shit. So by
hold
checking
on, man,
that
hold
shit,
on. I don't have my violin with me, so I can't play no sad ass music for that sad ass goddamn story. So let me tell you something. Answer this. Why the fuck do you think that happens?
Not working on myself. Not exercising game enough.
No. That happens because as you sit, stand there and think, all you thinking about is the most horrible shit in the world that can happen. You're going to get this. She's going to embarrass you. Woo, woo, woo. She, whatever you thinking, that's what you're thinking. And my question, is that true or not?
Nah, not necessarily. I really,
well, not necessarily. Is it true or not? Yes or no?
No, no, it's not.
Okay, now, let's see if you're telling yourself the truth. Why don't you have women then? Why didn't you know what to say? Why didn't you know what to say to that woman when you wasn't looking 100?
No, I did. I did approach her. Her name is I don't know. It's a kind of an African name, Zakina.
Okay,
but no, I met her.
Fuck the name. Fuck that. Good, you approached her. Well, what's the problem? Why you had this question?
Oh, the question was just because in times, like I said in the past, I did not approach because I said, shit, when I see that bitch, I'm going to be fly to the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, I, you know, so certain times I calculate on a bitch and I might see a bitch somewhere at a certain place in time and I say, ooh, yeah, when I get at that bitch, I'm going to come. You know what I'm saying? So the question
no,
was
man.
About...
See, listen to, no, man, listen to what you're saying.
Right.
When you see somebody and you say, ooh, man, when I'm dressed or whatever, a certain time, I'm going to get at her. Well, come on, man. That's
yeah,
what's wrong. I'm telling you, you can
that's
make the sense
shit.
In what you... Make the sense in what you're saying. I don't care. It's cool. If it makes sense to you, it makes sense. It don't make sense to me, but it's cool with me. Whatever you believe, I ain't finna try to make you believe shit. But I know goddamn well a motherfucker sitting up missing bitches and then talking about he got this, that, and the other together is fooling himself. And I know I could front you off immediately if you was in my school. One assignment, I'd front you right off. And you wouldn't be able to do shit. And the reason I front them off is because I don't want you lying to me. And I really don't want you lying to your goddamn self. So, as cool as you are, and as many bitches you can catch, I'm glad for you, brother. Because everybody that come on here can't catch.
Well, yeah, right. I'm here for...
Well, no, I ain't got time for your shit. 678, what's up with you? 678, you there?
Yeah.
Obvious.
Yeah, I'm here, man. My,
okay, come on,
no,
man. All the time. You there, man? What's up?
I'm good. Oh, no, I just wanted to, you know, agree with what you were saying about make sure you're attired, you know what I'm saying, everything is good and intact, make sure you look healthy, clear, smile, and all that. So I definitely want to say that's totally correct, man, because there's been times where I just got off work, and I'm pulling over at the gas station to get some gas, and I see a pretty woman walk out, and I just want to take them to her. But, again, you know, I kind of just say, oh, nah, you know, I'm sweaty.
Hey,
you know,
hey,
so
you saying the same shit the last motherfucker was saying. I wouldn't do that goddamn shit. I would say something to that broad. Me looking like I look
would be
part of me saying whatever the hell I say to her. I might even tell her I sure would love to have been a little bit more dapper or whatever the fuck I say to the bitch.
Gotcha.
But I'm going to say something to her. And as I'm saying it, she going to forget that I got these clothes on coming from work. Because she's going to be wrapped up in what I'm saying. I don't care nothing about the bullshit y'all talking about. If y'all want to believe it, you're more than welcome to believe it. But I don't believe that bullshit.
Hey, Rosebud, and see, one reason why I said what I just said just now, because I wanted you to reiterate what you said before that. So that's perfect, man. I got you basically answered my question, man. So it's almost like you have to take your environment, like you said before, and use that to create a conversation. So if I'm sweating...
Hey,
that,
you got to... Hey, listen, man. I'm trying to tell you. I'm saying, what environment is in a goddamn can? Nothing. There's no environment. But that environment is something for you to start a conversation with if you're in there with a broad. Damn, baby, it's dark in here. I mean, I got to get a little close to you because I don't. Whatever you start saying up in there, man, you can use that environment. That's how you talk.
Yes, sir.
That's how you make a conversation. That's why you have to be aware of what you're doing. You know, you can't just be thinking of whatever the fuck you're thinking about trying to talk to no bitch. You got to be seeing everything you're passing while you're driving and all kind of shit. You don't know what's going to stick on your head to give you conversation as you guys talk. Because the thing about it, for me anyway, I don't plan no whole 2 hour, 3 hour, 8 hour conversation. I plan
right.
my arsenal, whatever it is to get her attention. And when I got her attention, I then ran my first 5 or 6 lines down, and I got her attention. Everything else is coming off the top of my head based on what I'm saying to you now. You know, I
right.
ain't trying to, you know, and I got so much shit, you know, in my head that I could pull all kind of shit to talk about because all I wanted to do was get her attention. I don't give a fuck how, if she looking at me how I look, she must be trying to give me some pussy right then. And I'm going to just tell a girl, I know I look like a goddamn steak sandwich, but you're going to have to wait till we wash up for dinner before you get to eat. I'm going to tell her something slick, man. I'm going to tell her something slick so that she'll start laughing, that she'll pass up how I look.
Yeah.
You understand
yeah.
what I'm
yeah,
saying,
no.
man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to put you back in. Hey, 404, what's happening with you?
What's good, Rosebud? Yeah, I just wanted to piggyback on what you were saying, man. I think I kind of feel you on the attire. You want to look presentable, but at the end of the day, I think it's more of your self-confidence that's going to win over at the end of the day. You should be able to get at a bitch in anything if your self-confidence and your game is straight. Because I think a lot of niggas compensate and have all that shit, all the clothes, the jewelry, crib, nice car, but then at the end of the day, they don't have no bitches because they don't have no self-game. Right. I met a lot of niggas like that don't have no chicks and got all that.
I feel
what you said. You should better talk to a bitch in some flip flops, t-shirt. If you straighten your self confidence, it's gonna override all of that. Yeah, you want to look presentable.
Oh,
and don't
man,
look like
my brother,
bum.
That's like 100
exactly.
right there. I ain't got nothing to add to that. That's some real shit. Cause that's how I'm supposed
definitely.
To be. Regardless, if a nigga gotta wait till the right time, you gonna miss all the time. It ain't no
miss,
the right time is right now. All the motherfucking time, man. If you've been in the streets like I was, running with hungry, white around the mouth as Al Jolson, motherfucking Timberwolves, you know them motherfuckers didn't give you a chance to say nothing.
Right,
to a bitch.
You can't
listen
on no bitch, right? You can't wait. You can't wait till you go home and get a suit on and then
man,
come back.
If
you
your
go,
motherfucking
you
ass got to think about it, you didn't miss out on her because these motherfucking Timberwolves
right.
didn't gobble her up. Period.
Right.
If you got to
right,
think about
right.
what to say, if you got to be in the right clothes, man, I didn't, you know, been in the beauty salon when my hair got this shit in, you know, they about to roll my hair, and I see somebody walk by, I didn't got out the chair and with the big old thing around me and everything. Ain't no shame in mine, brother.
Right.
That's
and that'll be part of the conversation
though.
Or something. Exactly. Exactly.
That's right. I'm going to put you back in. That's some real shit, though, see, because that's how I go. There is no reason for you not to be down and dirty. That's just how easy it is for you to make an excuse for your goddamn self. See, clothes don't have a thing to do with shit. Your damn car don't have nothing to do with anything after it attracts attention. All these goddamn things are really an extension of what you represent. And you're the only real goddamn thing in the world. Them things that we speaking about, cars, diamonds, or whatever, they're only tools. Tools can't do shit. The best carpenter in the world with a fucking toolbox full of tools can't do shit without picking that goddamn tool up and using it. See, you guys don't know how to use the tools. The tools use you. Otherwise, when you was walking by the store and you walked by that big window, that coat in the window saw you and say, man, I like the way he look. And the coat jumped off out and got on your back without you having to buy it. See, that's how y'all think. See, I know I got to stop and look at that coat and then go in there and buy that coat. See, I ain't expecting no bullshit. I ain't expecting no kind of goddamn shit other than what I'm finna bring. So, I'm just letting you know. Has your watch or your outfit ever said anything that made a woman fall into your arms? I'm wondering, has any of that shit ever said or done anything to make some woman be yours? I'm telling you, all that stuff does is bring attention to you, which is what it's supposed to do. But once that attention is brought to you, it's a certain level of attention, and your conversation don't match. That's why you have all that shit, and you're still talking that sucker Joe ass goddamn shit, and the broad can see through you. So what? She gonna ride with you and let you buy her some shit? So what, you get her pussy? Bitches don't care about that shit. Bitches care about longevity. I'm telling you, longevity. She can see longevity in a motherfucker like me. She can see longevity in motherfuckers like most of y'all, but it's the wrong kind of longevity. She can see how she can play her way, you know, fucking with you for a long time, and, you know, you might be on her list for 4 or 5 years along with 12 other motherfuckers that you don't know nothing about. What good is using the things that we talk about to get at a woman if your hygiene is not 100? How can you have integrity if you allow your teeth or your hair to suffer? When you go out or are out in public, your whole persona should be exemplified by the way you carry yourself. And the way you carry yourself is magnified by the degree you enjoy people looking at you. If you don't like people looking at you, what the fuck are you listening to me for? Because that's my dope. I can't get enough. When you consider yourself, oh shit, I tripped out. Never mind. I just finished doing some shit on my male confidence course, and I was about to say some shit, but that shit is for my alumni. I got my male confidence broken down to a much lower, easier level to understand. Because, like I said, probably you heard me before, I learned that when they buy the course, they learn it the way they learn it. They don't learn it the way it should be learned. And even what they doing, they get hella confidence, but they lack the one part of confidence that SWU insists you have. And all you guys out there talking that shit about you have confidence, action speaks louder than anything you can say. And each of you, if you want to tell yourself you out there doing the do, fine. I am happy if you're happy. But I know you're not out there doing the do. I know you don't control how you think. So when you consider yourself to be an alpha dog, whether you work 9 to 5 or you get your money from the goddamn streets, attention is your drug of choice. Teeth and any other aspect of your appearance will be a source of insecurity if you know they're not up to par, because you know you're garnering attention. So if all this attention is on you, they're going to have to see your goddamn teeth. And if they ain't right, you're going to be plexing. And I'm not really talking about your teeth as much as I'm saying your whole persona should match. I mean, maybe you can't imagine this, but I'm going to say it as if you can imagine it. If you was driving a Chevrolet, a nice Chevrolet, and this is what you can afford. And then 5-6 years later, you can afford a Cadillac. Do you think you would feel the same driving that Cadillac that you did when you was driving that Chevrolet? Now, they're both cars. They both take you back and forth. What about 6 more years after that Cadillac, you able to buy a Rolls Royce? Do you think you will feel the same riding in that Rolls Royce as you would riding in that fly-ass Cadillac? See, so what I'm saying is everything about you should represent where you're coming from, because your persona will change according to the level you are rising. That's why there's a such thing as you're better than somebody else. I mean, as a person, you're equal, I guess. But I'm talking about as far as what you do and how you roll. If you can't see you better, then you ain't. I know I'm better than hella people. I ain't the best motherfucker. I know hella people better than me. But ain't that a bitch? Shit. I'm saying, I know you motherfuckers know Popeye. Popeye needed spinach to be at his best. And for you, once you get to this level, attention is your spinach. If your persona is properly coordinated, it's going to give you a kind of strength that you can use to promote your concerns to other people. Now, you know, those of you who've been successful at, you know, gaining confidence from my course should truly understand this. When you're out, you being on a winning side of the night should be your main concern. Nothing else should really concern you. Now, in order for that to occur, you have to be fully prepared. Right down to the color of your socks. I'm telling you, if you don't be hooked up, well, I mean, some of you don't even think like this. So maybe if you had on some fucking white gym socks with your shoes or whatever the hell you got on, you wouldn't feel nothing. I don't know. I'm just saying, if I'm hooked up like that, I can't wait to cross my legs. I just can't. Because when I cross it, my socks are going to blast because it's going to be coordinated with my belt. Oh, shit. I'm going to just be fly. They're going to see. They're going to see in me. My socks and my shirt or my shoes and my belt. I'm going to have it hooked up. And all the bitches going to see it. And why are they going to see it? Because I'm going to be flossing. And them goddamn socks ain't no jewelry. But I'm sure playing them. See, this kind of shit gives you courage. The same courage you're going to need to be brave enough to reach out to a woman that you have known all of 5 seconds. And you're going to be able to speak to her as if you've known her all your life. If you dine on the diet that I'm telling you about. My goddamn courses help you see past any woman's outer beauty or her curves. And you look for the key that's going to open her up to you. And you ain't going to look long. Because you ain't got time to be wasted with no one broad, playing hard to get. In order to be this way, you first have to be 100% confident that your appearance represents the man you want to be perceived as. I mean, did you guys know that the way you feel about how your nuts hang determines your frame of mind? my nuts hang to the ground. I need a motherfucking wheelbarrow to carry my goddamn nuts. And I walk around with that wheelbarrow between my legs, and I be holding my nuts. And people just think I'm working hard. But in reality, my nuts hanging long, and I got to carry them around like that. And if you're not strong enough to stand on your goddamn nuts and your foundation, your beliefs, you will never believe your conversation is like a drug to most women. I believe that. I ain't bullshitting. I ain't talking to you too much because that's giving you too much of this dope for free. No, you're going to have to do something. You know, I'm going to have to make you do something real quick. When you get at a woman, you have to see her as a dope fiend. Then your conversation is her drug of choice. And you got to be in a frame of mind that you issuing it out to her, feeding it to her until she's almost full, like the dope men do. Everything depends on your observation and your appearance at this point. Because if you appear to know what you're doing, you got her because you're doing the right things. And she's checking it. Your observation is key right now because just as she has judged you in a fraction of a second, you should have seen any indication in her appearance that she's a fake or not. Which, 99% of the time, they are fakes. All you gotta do is stand strong to them. And don't back away from the bullshit they talking. 21st century bitch bullshit. And the next thing you know, they be then calm down and you could just be you. Because that's how I do them. I ain't trying to hear that goddamn 21st century bitch shit. If you want, you better go get you one of them 21st century half men. Because you know you want a motherfucker that's going to call you a queen, you motherfucking tramp. Yeah, that's how I do it. That's when I think like that. I mean, you know, I also have a lot of sweet romantic things to say to a bitch, too. But if she ain't really, you know, flowing like I want her to flow, and she got some smart shit to say, she gonna hear it from me. I ain't no nice guy. Fuck it. You hear how I be doing y'all? You know, it's hard to do y'all like that. It's easy to do a bitch worse. So, you gotta be sharp to even see every gesture she makes. And when you see a gesture, you gotta assign a meaning to it. Because that gesture is not gonna say, I'm crossing my legs because I'm closing off to you. But if you say, man, that bitch crossing her legs like that, she must be closing off. You could kind of adjust your conversation. But by the same, man, but I can't give you guys this information. That's body language. I speak body language. I don't know if you speak body language, but I do. Most dudes don't even understand this point. Just because you have on designer clothes and shit does not mean you are a quality person, and the average woman know that. Most dudes don't understand that. See, I know how to let a bitch know how sharp I am because I tell her what she means by her whatever, cross her leg a certain way. Girl, you trying to tell me something, blah, blah, blah. Whatever I tell her. Bitch is going to be saying, damn, I hear it all the time. How the fuck you know that shit? I'm scared of you. Yeah, you better be scared of me. Because I'm something to beware of. I'm not one of these motherfuckers that you be fucking with. And when I say that again, maybe I said that to her earlier, and she didn't really understand it. But then if I say it to her after I done been with her, you know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, say it to her again, it's gonna really sink in. He ain't nothing like these other mothers. And it's just going to make her tighten her shit up, and she's going to get way more in pocket, and I'm going to see all that. And what is that doing for me? Boosting my ego. Making me talk more shit. Why? Because that's what women like. I don't know if you know it, but I know it. And I got to just find the one that like it tonight. That's all it is. See, as a matter of fact, you guys just need to understand, she will see that you having a little money. And she's going to play her in accordingly. And my point, your frame of mind is one of the most important keys to catching. And you have to have your mind in a cage. And nothing can get in it. It's a glass cage, but the doors are shut. Can't nothing get in it. Your clothes and all that glamour shit are just a part of your overall appearance. And you know that. And if your appearance really represents you, does it say how you live? Does your appearance represent your living arrangements? Because you cannot be dressed to the nines and catch baby and go home to a crib that's in shambles. I mean, you out working, looking good, woo, 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 getting action. And just the fact that you know your crib ain't neat is going to be in the back of your mind, thwarting all your overall aggressiveness and frame of mind, because you really don't want to take a bitch home to your dirty crib looking like you look. I mean, I'm telling you, that's how shit goes. I mean, somebody hit me, tell me if I'm right, because I know y'all listening to all this game I'm kicking, but, you know, you ain't saying shit. I'm liable to get off this motherfucker. I can't stand to just do all the goddamn talking. How can you expect a woman to be comfortable in your bathroom if she sees a ring around your bathtub or stains on your toilet, a nasty-ass goddamn floor, mismatched tiles? I'm saying, in order to run a woman with your confident conversation, you have to inundate yourself into representing what you say out your mouth. If you don't get into that mindset, if you don't get this mindset, this frame of mind, if you don't get this frame that's going to make you more desirable, you will never achieve what you're after. You have to be after the whole woman, not just the pussy. 760, what's happening, man?
SMR of it, yeah, you had asked about what you were just talking about, and I remember when I first heard you say that, it's definitely, you know, like you say, a factor that affects your self-confidence. You know,
what's that, if your crib ain't right?
Yeah, you know, so I be tightening my shit up. I be keeping my shit clean, but when it's not clean, it's still, like you say, all the details matter. You know, so
yeah, the details matter, man. When I was bacheloring it, I had matching silverware, matching dishes. I had the cutlery set. I had, you know, a couple of little mixers and different shit that bitches could look at. In my bathroom, all my tiles match, had, you know, everything hooked up as far as the toilet seat cover and the flow and all the little design pictures and shit. And it, you know, I have it like that because when you have it like that, and let's say, you know, bro, just sit, getting comfortable, you go in the kitchen and say, yeah, baby, go in the bathroom and woo-woo, tell her to do something. You just wanted to go in there and see how you living. And I'm telling you, they come out with a whole nother attitude. Why? Because you live in large in their mind. They don't give a damn where you live. All my sheets, everything, just matching. That's how you're supposed to be, man. I'm being real when I say that shit. And if you can't afford it, you just may as well forget about catching. You got anything else, bro?
Oh, yeah, man. I did have a question that I thought about earlier in the week. It was, how to manage your emotions you know, to keep your emotions from affecting your decisions, but then still play on a bitch emotion?
Well, see, all of that, that's very confusing because of what you said. First and foremost, man, I have hella emotions. I control my emotions, though. I'm the kind of motherfucker that could be sitting and watching TV and something sad happened, I'm crying. You know, some kid, something happened to him and to him and his parents or whatever, and they reunite, I'm crying. I'm at the theater, me, a woman laughing at me and shit. But what I'm saying is that don't stop me from being, you know, who the fuck I am. And what I'm saying is when you afraid to display your emotions, you ain't being no real motherfucker no way. I ain't saying display them to a broad or nothing. I'm saying just a broad there, and that's so be it. My point is you ain't supposed to hide shit because everything is real coming from you. And, you know, if she can't see you feel that tenderness or whatever you want to call it, then that mean you faking about being hard. One way or the other, you faking. And it's fucking with you. So, me, man, you know, if I'm at home and I'm watching something on TV and it's about to make me cry, I know it, I'll turn. They be mad at me. Well, go watch the other TV.
Right.
I turn. I ain't finna, you know. Sometime I'll let it go, Christmas time and all that shit. You know, man, I don't try to hide my emotions, man. I just be real. But I ain't letting my emotions rule me, though. You know, I have them, but I am in control of them. And that's how you got to be. Because you can't really play on the broad emotions. I understand what you mean, but what you really want to do is create the atmosphere for her emotion. Now, what I'm saying is you playing her, not her emotion. She, everything about her is getting played with your mood, or at least with mine. You know, her mind is telling her to accept it, but her body, just everything is making her want to do whatever the hell I'm talking about doing. That is, if she wants to. Now, don't get me wrong, bitches be saying, fuck no, Rosebud, you chicken shit. You know, they say that shit a lot. But I'd rather hear that shit then go home and be talking about, damn, man, I shouldn't have spent that money. It's all about what you think about, bro. Hey, I got a couple other people. Let me get them.
All right.
Cool. I'm putting you back in. 786, what's happening?
Man, what's happening, man? Hey, bud, yeah,
all
I just want to go ahead and chime in. We can talk about plan, as far as, like, playing with the emotions. Because we were just having this conversation the other day with me and my partners, man. You know, with me, you know, I don't need to play a bitch's emotions. I let the bitch handle her own emotions. You know, I do the exact opposite. You know,
is a lot of motherfuckers don't realize that you can't be trying to be in control of a bitch like that. You got to train her to, like you said, to control her own shit. You know, otherwise you handle it or it's going to handle you and you're not going to get to be with me, period. You know, so
right. Now,
if I got to handle it, most of the times it'll be smooth, but I won't handle it if that's the case. I'll just let it go. But now, if I really have to, who knows what I do to bitch. This, no, I'm liable to, you know, snatch her and break something. Not really, but, you know, I will snatch a bitch. But my whole point is that they be serious about doing what I want them to do. Half of it is because of the stature they respected me on, and half of it is that they know they ain't going to be fucking with me. So that's how all of us should be. And you establish that by not getting mad, not raising your voice, and definitely not taking no shit. The coldest thing you could do, and the next time you got a bra in your car, and she say something, whatever you don't like, pull over, get a bitch a $20 bill, and tell her to call a cab, and take off. That motherfucking bitch will never say nothing slick to you again. Never. I done did this shit. I done pulled over on the freeway. Get your motherfucking ass out. Shit. I ain't trying to hear that shit. I'm going 70 miles an hour, and I'm scared. pull over like something really, really wrong. Get your ass out, bitch. Man, you got to be a player. You got to be making moves. You can't just let stuff happen. You got to make stuff happen. That's how you playing. You know, when I pull over like that, I know she didn't panic, and I'm going to just say something, so anything I say is going to have triple impact, so I ain't got to really do nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the freeway, and I already checked behind me and everything, and I'm close to an exit, so now I'm going to scat! Get your mother. Now, she ain't got far to walk. Go call you a cab, motherfucker. Shit, that's just how I do, man. You do how you do. You got anything else, man? What's up?
Yeah, I got something else. Yeah, I got something else. Hey, let me ask you something. If you got a bra and you notice, you know, she's a little insecure about her body, she got her self-esteem kind of low, you know, how would you play your hand and use that to your advantage? Would you, like, kind of, like, build her up, kind of, like, groom her, you know what I'm saying, kind of, like, you know, say what you like about her?
Man, you got – no, man, you know what I would do? First, she would whatever. Let's say she a little fat. Okay, and I would wait till she did something to let me notice it, and then I would say, "You tripping about being fat or something?" And she gonna give me some bullshit. I'm not gonna tell that motherfucker. You think I ain't seen you naked, you big fat motherfucker? If it's bothering your motherfucking ass, get skinny. Other than that, I already done seen you. See, then they won't know how to act. Because you telling her she's okay with you. So why are you tripping, bitch? And if you tripping, get your shit together. It ain't on me, brother. See, that's what I'm saying. Y'all deal with that kind of stuff. No, I ain't dealing with it. I'm doing exactly what it takes to get it off me when she's, you know, putting this insecure bullshit. You know, I'm trying to hit that pussy, want the lights out. Motherfucker, I get up and turn the lights and snatch the car off. What the fuck you tripping on, motherfucker? And I'm like, turn your ass over, let me see you from the back. Man, what? Shit. Man, that bitch would be, I done did all what I'm saying, man. Everything I'm saying, I done did it. That goddamn shit make a bitch so less insecure. I had a bra that wore a 28 dress. She was cute, too. A 28 dress. And I did that bitch like that. That big old mother. I did it, it was everything I could do. Hey, and then when I got drunk, when I got to busting out, shit, I'm thinking I'm in the pussy. I was in that bitch side. that meat flapped all over. Me thinking I was in them guts. I just caused all of the bitch stomach and shit. That shit was so funny, man. Hey, man, life is a motherfucker, but you got to live it. And you know, I be living, man. I ain't got no bad experiences as far as memories, man. Even that shit there, I missed the pussy and calmed on her damn stomach. That's a great memory for me. That ain't no shit, man. All right, I got to get busy. I got some more shit to holler at, man. Be cool. Okay. That was some good shit. See, I always say you got to get the whole woman. You can't just get the pussy. If you do, that's all you're going to get is the pussy. Now, what I'm saying, if you go after the whole woman, the sense that it makes. You ask yourself, have you ever seen a woman come without her pussy? Has a woman ever came to you and left her pussy at home? I don't think so. So what I'm saying is, it only stands to reason that if you go after the woman, you automatically going to get the pussy when you catch her. But if you go after the pussy, you liable to miss the pussy and the bitch, because the bitch might not be thinking she want to whatever. But if you catch her, she going to do whatever you want. That's an odd thing. It's a package deal. You know, you don't get one without the other. You know, you got to have the other. And I'm saying, I know if I get the bitch first, the pussy mine. Shit. And if you want to become a ladies' man, then you got to be conscious of what your persona represents to women. You got to know what you represent because you're representing it on purpose. I'm going to give you a gem right now, and that's if you allow yourself to think past pussy. If you let yourself think past pussy, you're going to be overwhelmed with how much motherfucking pussy comes to you. I know, don't believe it. This is not for squares only. This is for men of all walks of life. Until you catch a few women using these techniques that I be talking about, the shit I'm saying is going to seem impossible. And that's because you never caught a woman before. They always, you know, let you have them, or they caught you. Once you realize that you can catch her, and you understand that your appearance and nuts are responsible for catching her, you'll stop thinking about it, and things will turn. The alumni that I deal with mostly, the ones that took me serious and became students to themselves through my courses, are seeing the results I'm speaking about. And they're able to not think about who they're going to catch tonight. They just go out and get busy. 803, what's up? 803, you there? Last time, 803-427, you there? All right, evidently not. See, some of the guys, a lot of the guys started out not really understanding what they had until they did. And it's just a liberating feeling to a man that's out on the prowl to know these things that I'm talking about. You know, the men that, you know, who've taken the course, are they so goddamn conceited that they only think of what their particular mission is? And how did they do it? Meticulously is how they did it. They took the course seriously, and they did all in their power to tackle everyday obstacles with something they learned in the course. And I ain't talking about dress appearance. I'm talking about the appearance they see when they thinking about giving you some action. The persona. See, that is the time she really check you out. But back to your apartment. Do your apartment look like your car, which looks like your jewels, which looks like your clothes, which all look like you? That's the key to really catching women, is to get them to get at you because of what you represent. 404, what's up?
You know what you were saying about your, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, yeah, I was saying, I just wanted to comment on how you was talking about your crib and your apartment, man, because when your shit is, you know, together and neat, man, they get so comfortable when they come over, as opposed to scared to take their coat off, sitting in the corner. If your shit is nasty, your shit is not right. So I feel you 100% on that. And I wanted to comment on, as far as you were saying, the small details as far as grooming. Because I fuck around, and like a few years back, went to a nail shop with a bitch and got my nails done. And so many bitches noticed that, and now I catch so many bitches going to the nail shop by myself, getting my shit done, and it's ridiculous, man. And hoes notice little shit like your nails and shit like that, man. It's crazy.
Hey, man, that's a move, man, because that, see, everything, you know, dudes like us did was to catch. The reason we had our hair did was to be in the shop, you know, the beauty parlor where the women at, and we got pedicures and manicures for the same reason.
Right.
Because you're around hella bras. And then, of course,
right,
when you out and people looking at you, that's all a part of grooming too. Seeing how your cuticles are groomed and seeing how your nails and shit look.
Bitches
all of that counts,
they
brother.
Notice that shit, right?
All
they
of
notice
that,
all that
you,
shit, man.
You're 100% right. That's some good shit, man.
Yeah.
All right. Now, see, did you actually know the way to show her all of your qualities as a genuine man is to represent what you say out your mouth in your actions? Believe me. Now, every man has a few catchphrases he likes to use, and if you don't, of course, you should develop a couple. Now, you need to do that because a catchphrase is another sure way to catch a woman if you use it at the right time, which is after you've allowed her enough time to see the real you. You know, catchphrases before she know you, she ain't thinking about that damn shit. Because she know you ain't doing nothing but talking shit. 817, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to kind of add to what we kind of missing within this whole little conversation. You dropping gems on them, but my thing is how I feel is you got to speak that shit into existence, too. You got to have that mojo to say, hey, today I'm going to get at 3 bitches. Today I'm going to get at 4 bitches. You know what I'm saying? And just kind of keep yourself
you do.
Motivation.
Hey, what you said, speak it into existence, that's true, man.
That's
you,
shit.
You can't find it if you don't look for it, you know. And then if you look for it, it's gonna be there. You just have to really be looking. That's true, man. Always. You got anything else?
Nah, I just wanted to kind of touch on that, brother. But I damn sure appreciate the gems. I just hope everybody catching.
For sure, bro.
Like,
all right, you guys. See, every once in a while, you get somebody that really. Appreciate, and I know all you guys really, you know, appreciate this shit, because that's what I do it for. The way I use my catchphrases is, you know, I tell them I'm leaving, or anything. I might leave a trail for her to follow, you know, some little trail. I do this with my conversation. The way I show you in the course is I show you in the course how to do it. See, a conversation like myself lures women into accepting challenges or some kind of little fun thing to do. But see, when she accepts my challenge, I know I'm having my way with her. See, let me tell you something real slick. After you've been kicking it with a broad a few minutes, and you kind of see that it might be going somewhere, and you want to kind of not necessarily get it to the bedroom, but you want to get it moving, play this little challenge. And it ain't gonna be for money, but you know, you play the challenge for something like, you know, she has to untie your shoe or something, just some bullshit, and you don't give her any hints to what you're gonna do. Then you just challenge her to a stare down, and the first one that blink loses. Now, the average motherfuckers out there can't even see what's happening with that because that's some little kid shit. But you know what? See, what I would do is I would get serious and I would tell her, I bet you can't stare into my eyes and I into yours without you blinking first. And then I'm going to win this because I know this. There's two things that's going to help me catch her going on right now as I'm telling her this. As we're doing the stare down. First, when you lock eyes with her, you basically are hypnotizing her. And the longer she stares into your eyes, and the longer you stare into hers, you're seducing her. Now, what good is a challenge without a reward? See, that's why you can't make the reward anything you want it to be. You know, you can make it anything you want it to be, but you don't want to make it something you really want. Now, I'm not going to tell you too much more than that. we didn't revisit his appearance in the correct frame of mind to be in if you want to catch. 760, you back. God damn it. I was finna go. What's up, man?
Oh, yeah, man. I just wanted to ask you about kind of a balance within, you know, not letting a bitch know you, but still being yourself.
Why do you ask these kind of questions, man?
Because I guess it's been presented that, you know, a bitch should never...
No,
really...
man, listen to me, and then I don't want you asking me no more questions. You ask questions that has no answer. I mean, you can answer it as far as, you know, give you an answer. But those questions shouldn't even be asked. Why would you want to balance yourself the way you're talking about? Because there's no balance. It's real. You're either real or not. That's why you ain't catching. You're trying to balance. That's silly, man. That is actually very confusing for you to even think that shit. It's like you're trying to go forward in reverse, and you can't figure out why you ain't going forward. I can't even. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, because I heard you mention before that, you know, you don't ask a question that you don't have the answer to. So part of the reason
you don't ask a question that you don't already have an answer to. Most
right.
people don't realize that. You already have an idea of the answer, or you cannot formulate the question.
Correct.
So I'm saying that for you to be trying to be half you and half whatever the hell you said, that's a conflicting thought, two conflicting thoughts. They're going to be like magnets, and they're going to repel each other. And any time you get any progress in one way, you're going to lose it the other way. And
yeah,
I bet
I
that's what's
maybe,
been happening.
Well, I think there's a little misinterpretation in the question. I guess I was just asking basically, well, yeah, I mean, I
no,
know.
No, I didn't misunderstand you. You said, look, I don't know if I'm going to say the exact words, but you said, how do you get at a broad without really, you know, getting too close to her, you know, showing her the real you? That's what you was asking.
I wasn't asking that question exactly. I was just asking about, you know, as far as a bitch, you know, being yourself. Because for me, for the most part, I'm authentic. I'm straightforward. So I don't really conceal much often. Sometimes, many times.
Bro, you got big problems.
Use a scenario with the lion. A lot of time when the lion go hunting, you know, when
man, you got problems because you trying to make everything scientific and make some sort of a rational ideology that you can hang on to, and that shit is gonna make you run into a brick wall. That's all bullshit you talking, man. Because it's
okay.
Not, I'm going to use the word theory, but I don't mean it's really like in theory, but you're not talking practical. Yeah, it's impractical. You're not talking with a practical theme. You can't
right.
do, you can think you can do it, but I bet you one thing, if you be honest, you've never done that before. Have you?
What is that I've never done?
You've never, whatever you was talking about, get close to a woman without showing your full self or however you said it.
No, I don't always conceal all my, reveal all my
intentions. I didn't ask you that.
I
asked you, have you ever got close to a woman doing that?
No.
I know.
Probably,
you never will.
Yeah. Right.
You never will, man. That's what I'm saying. You're saying two things that are in conflict with each other, and you're trying to make them one idea.
Oh, so you're going
to
either
do
one or the other. You're going to do one or the other. You're going to keep it all the way raw. Basically, you're going to be raw with the bitch. Are you going to be a funny, fake motherfucker?
I don't really know what you mean by raw, but one or the other, I'll go with that. Otherwise, what I'm saying is real or fake. You're going to be one or the other.
Okay, so...
I'm going to be real. I ain't got time to be trying to hold nothing back. You know, time for her to be with me 3 weeks because I've been holding back, and now when I let go, she can't stand it. Fuck that.
Yeah, I ain't really talking about being fake. I thought that we supposed to not really let a bitch know all of
your character.
See,
you are so stuck in the way you think, you can't even learn. Ain't nobody said you was talking about fake. I said what you were talking about is fake.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right,
fake.
Right. It's superficial.
It's faking. I don't care how
right.
you say it.
Right.
It's faking.
Okay.
What you talking about is faking. And I don't
right.
go with none of that on my shows. Be real. Because that's the only way you're going to catch a bitch. That's the only way you're going to have her. The way
right.
you start out is the way you got to end up. And if you start out faking, you're going to end up faking. Period.
Good looking
out. Do that make sense to you?
Yeah, it definitely does, and I get what you're saying. Just even in the thought of thinking about that shit, it's some fake shit.
Period.
that's why I tell you, man. I've been looking forward just to the moment to salute you, man, as just being the man that you are and the contribution. And this shit is really powerful for young brothers to be able to, you know, just to have a platform. To be able to just throw some shit out there and sometimes get that shit thrown right back in your motherfucking face and say,
in the chest,
you know,
brother. That's what I do. Punch
yeah.
you in the chest sometime, but it's with love. I want you to understand that. Hey, I'm finna get it. I gotta get on. I got other stuff, man, but I'm glad you listened.
All right.
Hey,
thanks.
See, so when you actually have made this challenge, you know, and you get her to look in your eyes. And as she's doing it, she's melting, and you can see it. She'll see. And let me tell you the real kicker. This is what make her yours. First, let's just use some inches. Let's say you start out staring at her 1 foot apart. Shit, 15 seconds in, you start moving closer. And the longer she tried not to stare, you keep getting closer and closer. And you're going to get to a point where she ain't going to be able to stand it. Because if she lets you get all the way close to them lips, you peck them. That bitch of cream. Hey, this is real shit. I do this stuff. I didn't did it. This is real. See, I know this shit I kick is dope. And it's going to haunt you for a few hours. But that's good. I want to keep you thinking about what I said. I want you thinking about it even after the show ends. So I guess, you know, time be flying, especially when I get to rolling with a hot topic. And it's time to end this show. So I'm going to leave tonight with this gem of a statement. When you do not understand the importance of your appearance, you cannot understand the power of your frame of mind. These two things go hand in hand, because to make your appearance what it should be, your mentality has to get in the right place. And when it does, as you dress, your mind prepares for war. I'm out.